I speak to you in God's holy name, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the Redeemer, the Creator, and the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. The reading today, and all of the readings, really need a bit of work and explanation. The reading today, the Gospel reading, is quite important. Because over the years, a lot of people have said, what is the sin against the Holy Spirit that cannot be forgiven? And it's based in this text from Mark. And there's been a whole lot of discussion. And people sometimes have been made to feel as outcasts. And this outcasting has been based in this reading. Good research really tells us something different. Jesus is here speaking with authority. He has been working hard to help people with their psychic demons. He has been in his hometown working and feverishly working at helping people be healed. And people who were on the outside, the chief priests, the scribes, had come to taunt him, to say, these people can't be helped. How can you be doing this? You must be from Satan to be doing this. And Jesus then answers them. And there's this whole kind of going back and forth around this whole topic of what is Jesus' ministry and what is he doing? And then we come to this phrase that I read a few minutes ago. I tell you, people will be forgiven for their sins and whatever blasphemies they utter, but whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit can never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. For they said he has an unclean spirit. This shows that Jesus is speaking with authority. In his baptism, the Holy Spirit came to Jesus. So in his words and actions, one blasphemes if one claims that Jesus' authority is from Satan rather than from the Spirit. All sins, however heinous, will be forgiven, except believing that the Spirit in Jesus is an unclean spirit. That cannot be forgiven. So that's pretty clear. And that's a highlight and an insight that we often don't have. The Spirit of Jesus is from God. His Spirit was for no other purpose than to heal people, to bring a light of God to the world, and to practice love. And his motivation for doing things were motivations from God. Not for any other purpose. Not for his ego. Not to build up a community. Not to start a temple. Not to do anything. But to love people and to heal. And he's also saying here that God forgives all sin. The only sin that cannot be forgiven if you believe that Jesus is not from God and is not there with a good purpose, the healing purpose of God. Why is that important today? Well, we're living at a time when there are fewer and fewer people proclaiming Jesus as the force at the center of their lives. And we are really called, and I'm called to remind us all, that our purpose for being is to have Jesus at the center of our lives, motivating us to do what we do based in the love of God. That God is within us, and Jesus is helping us focus the energy, the presence of God in our lives, and to focus our actions with God at the center of who we are. and not other things. And we're living in a time when that doesn't seem to be the central part of things, where other conditions seem to be going. Political power, financial gain, ruling of authority over somebody else. Rather than upholding the weakest and bringing them up to wholeness. I'm proud, for instance, that Canadian government is launching a worldwide ambition to educate women and children across the globe, girls, so that girls and boys are seen as being equal. That takes courage. But a lot of people don't seem to get on board with that. But I think that that's a heavenly centered initiative to help all people around the world be equal. I think that is what God's intention is. That God's intention is that all human beings are equal in God's eyes, and we should be equal in each other's eyes. That's a value which is a Christian value, a worthy value, and one that we must endorse. There are many others. But the reminder from the gospel today is, what is at the center of our own actions? Here is Jesus ministering, and people were criticizing him for healing, for demonstrating love. What is the center of our actions? What drives us in our daily life? What is causing us to get up and get going every day? And it's a time for us to think in this season of Pentecost, what gives me pleasure? What motivates me? What is my motivation for my life? Is it for self-gain? Is it for whatever? If it is to, by love, spread the gospel, to bring life to others, that's a worthy cause. To accept people where they are and as they are, and help bring them along in a journey of love with God. That, I believe, is the key to what we have here in Mark's gospel today. In the earlier readings today, in Paul's letter, it's important, if you remember, that this is the last, probably the last writing of St. Paul. Paul was died in prison, and this letter to the Corinthians, which Ron read, was written in 54 AD, just before Paul died in prison. And so here he is saying and reflecting that there is eternal life. The life that he has lived, his body is about to die. But he has hope. For, as he says here, we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Paul here, and this is very early, 54 AD, about 16 years after the crucifixion, I know that God has given us a place of eternal life. And that's the promise for all of us. All of us who follow God and have lived in God's love to the best of our ability, God has for us a place in heaven for eternity. And that message is important as we try to pursue that other message, which is in the gospel today, that we are to love and to live a life and journey of love. And together we know we start the journey now, but the journey never ends. And so I pray today as we receive the sacrament that we have the hope and the knowledge and the courage to keep on following God as loving members of the family of Jesus. And we move forward with hope and peace and energy in Jesus Christ. May God bless us all. Amen.